You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joined by our next guest, who is just about to put out an album in a couple months' time. They've released a new track called Violence Voyager. They've got a song on our top 11 countdown of the name of Human Being Instruction Manual. It is Ōtautahi Treasure, Lucas, a.k.a. Pickle Darling. We've got them on the line here. Are you currently in Ōtautahi, Lucas?
I am.
It's very rainy here. It's very rainy?
It's miserable.
I hear there's a belt of horrible weather inbound for Aotearoa this winter. What's the deal with that?
It's always like that. We always forget. And we're always like, oh, this winter sucks. It's like, no, it always sucks. Winter just sucks.
Winter does suck. Do you have any ways of getting around the suckiness?
I guess I have a cat.
That's cool.
Which is nice. Mm-hmm. Just hang out with the cat. Get a cat. Hang out with your cat inside and look at the rain.
Is the cat's name, is it Boris?
Boris. It is Boris, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love that you know that.
Yeah, I had like, one quick stalk yesterday.
It's like Nardwa.
Yeah. I tried to do an impression of Nardwa, but I don't know if my vocal register will do that this morning. Before we talk music, I want to talk about something you posted on Instagram quite recently. You're advocating for people to submit yes on Draft Plan Change 21, which is a Christchurch City Council measure to protect noisy spaces like clubs and venues in the city. Could you talk about the importance of Draft Plan Change 21 and what would happen if it didn't go through?
Oh, okay. I've got to figure out how to articulate this. So it's one of those rare instances where we're getting people to submit yes to the council, which normally everyone's so used to being like, no, we hate you. Mm. Like, that's kind of, especially like a whole bunch of like musicians and punks and organizers and everyone's like, but the council has actually been working very closely with music venues, especially Feather from the Dark Room. Because, you know, everyone, whether they're, you know, left wing or right wing, everyone wants a vibrant city, you know, like, they want like music venues to be able to stay open. And it's not just music venues as well. It's like any, basically what we've got at the moment, we've got a whole bunch of really outdated music, like sound loudness laws that, if you were having a conversation out in the street, that actually pretty much goes over the limit. It's so outdated and just not really well thought out. Mm. A cafe grinding coffee goes over the noise limit. So it's basically, these laws are outdated. They haven't adapted to the changing city, which has evolved since the earthquake, and all these music venues and hospital places and just nighttime places have popped up. And we want to make sure that these places can still be around. Otherwise, a whole bunch of property developers will win out and will want a quiet, dead city because that's what they want. Mm-hmm. So basically, if it doesn't go through, a whole bunch of music venues will have to close.
Mm. It's interesting to see how people talk about property developer interests, because everyone acts as though, you know, they've got a bet in the long term, but really they only want to make things and then move on to the next thing. They don't actually have an interest in the future. They're not long-term thinkers.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of on the main street where two key venues are, Space Academy and the Dark Room. There's a whole bunch of like sort of apartment complexes that have just popped up, like right next to Space Academy, and they're not soundproofed, and they're all pretty much Airbnbs as well.
Mm.
So they get, you know, so Dark Room gets so many noise complaints just constantly, but it's like we were here for years, and like, I don't know. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, hopefully live music wins out. We had a similar thing quite recently. Well, in the recent memory in Otipoti, with council property developer shenanigans around music. And it's council's listening. Live music is winning out. And I hope that's the same for your city as well. Now,
I think it's looking good.
Sorry. Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. I want to talk about the game you released 89 days ago, which is called Pickle Darling the Game. It's a Pokemon-inspired top-down adventure where you have to find your album, which has been stolen, and you have to do that before your label drops you. That's the story of the game. With this endeavor, you join the ranks of Phoebe Rings for New Zealand acts who have created retro games to soft-launch their new era/record. Were you aware that both of you were making retro games?
Well, when we were making ours, then I saw them put theirs out, and I was like, oh, no, everyone's going to think we're copying Phoebe Rings. And I was real... And then the rollouts for the album kind of ended up looking a bit similar, because I think they did a low-poly music video as well. So I sent them a message. I was like, I swear to God, we're not stealing all your ideas. We were working on this last year. I'm big fans of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was aware. I wasn't aware until it came out.
I think the games are very different. That's one thing people can tell apart immediately.
That's good.
Yeah, I like how in your game you're paying homage, pardon my French, to a bunch of New Zealand albums by making really limited pixel art of them. I could only identify maybe two.
Some of them are hot. Some of them are really hot.
Are some of them like deep cuts for you?
I think so, yeah. Mm. I kind of wanted... Yeah. There's some obvious ones. There's like Lord Solar Power, which is like such an iconic cut.
Yeah.
But some of them, it's like, I don't know, it's so hard to communicate that.
Was one of them Phoenix Foundation Fandango? That's one I guessed, but I don't
know.
No, okay, right.
So I guess you only know one.
Yeah, I only know one. I only know one. Oh, my gosh. Was that your first time ever making a video game?
Yes, I think so. I've done like music for a game before, but this one, I assembled it in GB Studio, which is like a way that if you have no programming skill or coding skill, you can make a game, you know. It was just fun. It was fun just being an amateur at something and trying to complete a project.
Mm-hmm.
And just a cool way to tell a story. I don't know.
Yeah, it fits very well with your music as well, which can sometimes be chiptune-y or use sort of video game, old school video game music-y kind of vibe. Yeah. That's a very holistic experience. Now, for this new track, Violence Voyager, which you've just released this morning, you use isolated guitar strings to sort of break down the song at the halfway point. Now, what possessed you to do that? Was it quite a time-consuming process?
I think, yes, it took ages. Yeah. I would never do it again. but what I did was, like, I don't know, I was listening to a lot of stuff that felt very fragmented and... Didn't that band called The Wrens?
I think I've seen some of the stuff online.
So this album that came out, 15, 17 years ago called The Meadowlands? And the recording of that was so painstaking and so many things were just kind of like punched in. And, you know, one of the guys from that band had a newer solo project called Car Colors. And there's one bit where it's like all the guitars are just chopped up. Just like played one at a time, and it's so detailed and doesn't sound like a performance. It sounds like it's just quite trippy. So I was just I don't know, really excited by that, and just recording bits that sounded like instead of playing a whole guitar part and having it sound like a played guitar, just recording it one note at a time, so you've got control over every note. And I kind of oh, it's hard to explain, but I just did this. Like putting my fingers on the frets and recorded every note like that. So through the song, it doesn't sound like a guitar, but it's like all guitar through the whole song.
Yeah.
It
sort of reminded me of Gonna by Goodwill, which is a song that came out last year. If you've heard that track.
Oh, because
that
I track, can't remember that song.
That track, Goodwill uses guitar.
He's amazing.
He's incredible. But he takes out the sound of strumming, so you just hear the... Meh. Not the like the
Yeah.
It's really weird. It produces kind of like a weird, like wavy synth sound. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, guitars sound crazy when you just like deconstruct them a bit. You can get there's so much strangeness in the sound of it.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Cool. There's an urban legend that the new record BattleBots, which you've announced today, broke your laptop while you were making the record.
It's true.
Were you able to recover most of the data from this crash, or did you have to start from scratch?
Oh, no. It was all recoverable, but it was on its last legs, and it was like, okay, this is the last thing I can make on this laptop. Mm-hmm. So I've got the dead laptop sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not dead. You could still access stuff on it, but you couldn't make anything on it.
True.
But it was just like all the files were so unwieldy and just full of. I've got really bad like file organization as well, so it was just like the songs were getting to like 70, 80 tracks, all just called, you know, Audio 60, Audio 61, Audio 63. And it just, I would press the space bar to play it and it would take 2 minutes to start. It was so slow.
It seems very painstaking.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I don't know if this... On the new track, Violence Voyager, you have a line that says, "When I run out of thoughts, I think of battle bots built to kill and smash and break and bend and take over jobs." Are you talking about AI? Or is this just a sort of...
I don't know. I never know what I'm talking about.
Right, okay.
I think it is kind of a stream of consciousness. I was just... Yeah, it was just kind of what... But kind of, you know? Mm. I'm very anti-AI in general. So I guess it's like... yeah. I guess that was probably on my mind, especially because it is kind of happening.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily what the song's about or anything, you know? I love just including random, I don't know, other thoughts in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it there. I was going to say, if you hate AI and you use Google Chrome, I really recommend the browser extension Bye Bye Google AI, which reduces... Oh. It gets rid of all the AI search results. It's incredible.
It's life-changing. Bye bye
Google AI. It's great.
That's great.
I want to touch on one more thing about the aesthetic, the current aesthetic you're putting out for the new record. It's a very kind of PS1 sharp, janky, angular, low-scale graphics. Now, was the PS1 a cornerstone for you in your childhood?
Yeah, I think I got the PS1 kind of when did it come out? I remember getting it from the warehouse with my parents and bringing it home and playing Croc and Gran Turismo. And just, yeah, that was such so formative.
Mm-hmm.
PS1.
Mm-hmm.
And PS2, I think. PS2 had the best games.
Mm. Yeah,
still,
agree.
To this day,
agree.
I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, absolutely. I was a PlayStation kid. I wasn't an Xbox kid.
No, all the Xbox kids I knew turned out, like, grew up to be, like, national voters. That's the energy.
I think, also, Xbox just, like, looked like it was, like, trying to be too cool. It was, like, black and had, like, laser green. It's called Xbox.
Mm. Yeah, it felt very forced.
Sucks.
Yeah. It felt very, like, hello.
It's like Mother Energy Drink or something. It's like
yeah.
a... Ooh. It's got that vibe to it.
What a horrible name for an energy drink. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning, Pickle Darling. I can't wait to hear the new record when it comes out in September. Will you be coming down to Otsipoti to play it on a national tour? Can we expect to see that in the
world? I'm actually not touring this album.
True.
Yeah, I'm not doing a tour. I feel like there's a whole bunch of logistical reasons I could give, but there's also an element of, like, I feel like I haven't figured out how to talk about it yet, but I feel like I made the album with, like, maybe a specific purpose, and it feels very, you know, closed off and private.
Mm.
And I was like, I feel like I can't really just, like, go out and, like...
Fair enough.
Just go out and sing the songs. You know, it doesn't mean... I'm not anti-touring in general. Like, I'm working on a whole new batch of songs now that feel like I'm supposed to sing them in front of people. But this felt very much like a... self-contained thing that
fair. Well, I was going to ask you, if I had a little more time, how you would play a song like Human Being Instruction Manual live, because it is so personal. But
I have played it live.
Oh, you have played
no,
it live?
No, I have. Yeah. Okay. I think when if I play it live with just guitar, I do like going, I always like really stripped back shows, and I can probably figure out how to play all the songs on guitar in some way, but they're not at all faithful to the recording.
No,
yeah
that track, I love it, and it's getting a lot of love over here at Radio 1. It's on a top 11 countdown at the moment. It's a great song.
Thank you.
It's an awesome song, as is the new one, which we're gonna play very shortly. Thank you once more for coming on the show. Hopefully we'll have you back, and when the album comes out, we'll see what happens. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah, awesome, thank you,
appreciate it, man. All right, that was Lucas, a.k.a. Pickle Darling. We're going to play their latest track, Violence Voyager, which is out now. We'll have the Rad Times gig guide after that. Don't touch that dial.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.